Casual Conversations. We are back, better than ever, different format. We have to Zoom because Elena is a very, very busy realtor, and it's very challenging for her right now to set aside some hours to record, which I totally understand. So we're coming to you via Zoom. So we're gonna
out. But also kind of works out too, because we wanted to change up the format where before we would try to record in batches episodes, but now we're going to meet once a week via Zoom. So it's more like in the moment conversations.
Yeah, real time. So, you know, obviously you have been absolutely slammed. I have been as well. We're both facing a lot of challenges in the work related stuff, and you know, families as well. So what better time to be talking about it, like Elena said, in real time.
The only bad thing is I had to make my own coffee.
I've got it here as well. So early start today. How's your week going besides crazy? What challenges are you having out there? How's everything going?
It's busy. I think the biggest challenge is, I think we were talking about on the last one before it cut off, is balancing my extreme workload with real estate has been dipping into my time with my son, and I know it's affecting him because he's been acting out a little bit more lately. And so today, if I'm being honest, I kept him home and I was like, do you want to work with mommy again? So I'm trying to be more intentional once a week, because I can with his age, to be like, do you want to work with mommy and include him?
Well, that's good. I mean, the good thing is you're getting a little mommy key in time today, which is good. So, and still working like crazy, right? So, I mean, I think Elena had to change our time slot, say, two or three times, because, you know, that's, well, I mean, the good thing is that we talk about this all the time with everyone that listens, is no matter what field you're in, no matter what you do for a career, you got to be nimble. You got to be willing to change. You got to be willing to prioritize and those type of things. And, you know, here it is, Elena is crazy busy, and you know, yeah, she may have to reschedule things, or I may have to reschedule things two or three times, but we're still on here. We're still making it happen. We're still making time to do this. So most people will always have excuses on, I can't get it done, I don't have enough time in my day, which is just absolute nonsense. You do, you're just not prioritizing your time enough. I had this conversation with Allison last night because I was on Facebook for probably way too long, and
aren't we all?
Yeah. And I started looking at like my time. And again, it's Facebook, you know, 10 minutes here, 15 minutes there, get on really quick. And then you look at the end of the day and you're going, oh my gosh, I was on Facebook 2 hours yesterday throughout the night. I'm like, what a waste of time. Like that time could have been spent working on a side hustle, you know,
going to
learning.
The gym.
Going to
How
the
many
gym.
times do we hear, I don't have time to go to the gym?
Yes, learning about, and I went to the gym yesterday. So I was like, I told Allison, I was like, nope, I'm getting up, I'm going to the gym. Went to the gym yesterday with Dylan, did a nice little 1 hour workout. My body's feeling it today. But like you said, or read a book, or those type of things are actually going to be beneficial to you. It's how much time do we waste doing stuff like that? And again, I'm looking myself in the mirror and saying it out loud to everybody. It's something I'm guilty of as well. But I just recognized it yesterday. So I told Allison, I said, my new deal is 30 minutes max a day. I'll do 30 minutes just to kind of catch up, post a couple things. But other than that, I'm getting off it for a while, because it's just, I'm finding myself get sucked into that.
Yeah.
And taking away stuff that I should be doing.
And you know, you can set like a time thing management on your social media, right? Because I put that on mine, where like after an hour of total usage on it, it'll be like, you've been here for an hour. You've been on Facebook for an hour.
Yeah, I need to set some of those settings up.
The problem is that I hit snooze, that I hit dismiss.
Yeah, exactly. You just ignore it, right? But at least it does a good job of reminding you that you're freaking wasting too much time.
Now,
but
I will say, because Cole's mentioned to me multiple times, like, well, you've been scrolling a lot. And I'm like, so yes and no, because I've, you know, as I even posted yesterday, like I'm trying to figure this whole social media thing out. So to me, it's more like research based. I'm trying to see like what videos are people engaging with, not for me, but like what videos am I engaging with? What do I find entertaining? What do I find authentic? And so to me, I'm like trying to relearn how to do all of this.
Yeah. No, I understand that too. Like, so I feel bad for Elena, for everyone out there, because like we put a lot on her when it comes to all the editing of these videos and all these type of stuff. So we're gonna have to figure that part out. Just as we get busier, it's hard to find time to do that. So thank you as always for taking that on your plate, which I know is already full. So It's again, we talk about time management. We talk about, where our time is being spent. And, I think all of us are guilty of wasting too much time staring at the at social media. But to your point, you do this for a living, right? You kind of have to have a social platform with real estate, with what you do for a living. That's what your competition is doing. So you have to kind of be more engaged on that than I do with my current job.
Yeah. Well, and like I put on my video yesterday, I've had so many more conversations. I just had a call this morning, literally saying, I love your videos. And like I put in the video yesterday, I really decided to just rip the Band-Aid off. And like right now, I was out doing a walkthrough on a property for this, and it was raining. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not gonna go and redo my hair for this damn Zoom call. Like, it's
I had
Ryan.
to redo mine. I had to
If
redo. I
you
had
and
to
I weren't
redo mine.
recording, right? If you and I weren't recording right now and I was going to your house, I wouldn't have redone my hair, And so I'm really leaning more into being like, this is who I am. Accept me or don't. And ever since I started that, I mean, you have the fear of like, you're not pleasing everybody. You have to look this way to please everybody in some sort. And ever since I've done that, I've realized I've gotten rid of the people that don't need to be in my life, and I've gotten more people in my life that I truly enjoy being with.
And Elena, this is the way out. This is the way that was described to me a long time ago. Once you get to a point in your life where you truly do not care about the opinions of others, it becomes so powerful in life in general. It is a massive weight that gets lifted off your shoulders. And it really lets you see your true potential. I'm a believer in it. And again, it takes people a long time. People have to go through these things before they start to recognize it. But eventually, it just clicks, right? Like seeing your posts yesterday and watching how your posts are, and you're seeing these things that have come together for you, just not only in your personal life, but in your professional life as well. You're seeing so much of the people. It's the law of attraction, right? We talk about that as well. And you attract what you seek, I think, in what you truly feel. And now all of a sudden, you're attracting a better client base. You're attracting a different and probably better friend group. You're ignoring all the outside noise that people that may try to influence a decision you make, or get involved in your and Cole's family, and you guys are kind of protecting that unit. And you're realizing all these things are coming together, just like we've talked about. And we've talked about this back probably since episode one, episode two. And here it is, fast forward 6, 7, 8 months, we've been doing this. And now all these things are coming together for you. And it's because you're doing it being the person that you truly are. Like, what a remarkable gift that is. And
Well,
I
and
think,
it's so much easier. It's so much pressure. It's so much easier than trying to put on a fake facade of this is what my life is like. You know what I mean? I mean, things are just more natural. Oh, I don't know why, but social media, right before our call, I was on it, and I came across a post that I think you will enjoy talking about. Okay. So the guy is Brad Leah, I think his name is, or something like that.
I like him.
Oh, I don't know if you recently saw one of his videos. He had a guy on his podcast, which I don't think Brad agrees with, because Brad does talk about his wife a lot. Like, that's my woman. That's my protector, whatever. So anyways, this guy's on the podcast, and there's three different points he made that I laughed, and I was like, I want to comment, but at the end of the day, like, he wouldn't see it anyways. It doesn't matter. But one of the main comments that really w made me laugh out loud was he said, women need to know the women, if you want the women to stay in your household, they need to know they're replaceable. The second thing he said is, I don't believe in staying at the house with my wife. I'll probably come home once or twice a week and be there as support, but I don't need as a male to be in the house. And there was the third one, I can't remember right now. And I literally was like, that's funny. And to me, it's like, he also clearly has never been with a true partner like you and I have. And I wish that for him. I wish one day, obviously he's been hurt by somebody in the past, but I wish one day he finds a true partnership, because I can speak from the female perspective and you can speak from the male perspective. But to me, I'm like, unfortunately, this is what's wrong with the world, because a lot of people think this way. You see a lot of girls saying, I don't need a man, or men being like, I don't need a woman. I could be with 50 women. Doesn't matter. And it hurts my heart, honestly.
No, because we've gotten too far away from the family units, and we've degraded, women that want to be a stay-at-home mom and want to be a mother and want to raise their children. And it's the most precious gift out there. And again, that's our situation. And I'm not saying that mine and Allison's situation or your and Cole's situation works for everybody. But I think we've gotten so far away from, sometimes we confuse movement for progress. And just because you're moving a certain direction doesn't mean we're progressing as a society. I think what you're seeing right now is you're seeing people shift back. I truly believe that. I mean, you're seeing, at least that's on my feeds. It's probably because of a lot of those type of things. But he's very driven. He's very successful. As far as monetarily, he's got he's done well in life as far as that goes. But again, you never know what's going on behind the scenes with people's families. On okay, how happy is the home life? I could tell you that if I only saw my wife twice a week, that would be devastating to me.
Literally, when the happiest things happen to me or the saddest things happen to me, I just want Cole there. Like,
Yeah, and it's, I mean, I don't get me wrong. I think it's very important for girls to have, I think it's very important for both the male and the female to have their own time. I think they need time to be, on their own. I think they need time to, go in on a hobby. I think they need to have time where they get to go release stress, those type of things. And sometimes it's good. It keeps your bond stronger when sometimes you have a little bit of separation there. But yeah, I'm with you. I mean, overall, I mean, my wife's my best friend. So it's like I spend as much time with her as possible. And we drive each other crazy all the time. I drove her crazy this morning. So it's
Ryan.
it's every day, right? She drives me crazy every day. But, for the most part, in a good way. But you got to have that. Sometimes when you spend too much time together as well, it's good to get those breaks. But, I disagree with his philosophy. Doesn't mean that I'm right. It doesn't mean that, that he's right. I just disagree with that philosophy. That wouldn't work for my family. But to your point earlier, I think, like you said, my son feels the same way. He's at 17 years old. Girls are a very big part of the picture right now. He's a good-looking kid. He's a very fit kid. So women or girls are naturally attracted to this kid. But he has no trust in girls. Me and him had a really good father-son talk for probably about 2 or 3 hours the other night, because there was like two or three girls that are interested in him, and I had to explain to him what kind of man he needs to be, and not to lead any of these poor girls on. Don't, give any indicators that you're interested in him if you're really not interested in him, because he doesn't get from home. I understand that being young, being attractive, having girls, into you, those type of things. It makes you feel good, right? Because people are attracted to you, but it's also can go the wrong way if you don't handle it, really correctly, and you don't handle it sensitively, in my opinion. So we had to have a long talk, and I asked him, I said, when you look at me and mom, what do you see? And he goes, I see a generation that's not going to be for me. And I said, well, what are you talking about? And he said, you have mom. She's wholesome. She's loyal. You guys have each other's back. You guys love each other. And me and Allison wanted to set that example. So although I felt really good about the things he was saying, he's like, girls just like that aren't like that today.
Well,
Girls are having way too young. Girls are saying things that you make that you can't trust them. These girls cheat on their boyfriends at high school all the time. So he goes, why should I feel bad about talking to other girls when they're doing the same thing? And I'm like, and it made me hit. I'm thinking to myself, we have really done a horrible job of setting up this next generation for family values. We really have.
I think because we've leaned more in a society that everything's disposable. I mean, look how cheap you can buy things, just people's family lives, everything's disposable. And it's sad because we're not building anything that lasts anymore. And I've noticed that, like, with the younger generation. I saw this video on I almost said TikTok, but I don't have a TikTok. I'm on Instagram, so I get TikTok videos like months after they come out. But it was like girls high school girls these days, and they're like doing their, they're all like dressed up to, you know, with their little crop tops and their makeup and hair done, and they're like looking all sexy and cute and teenager. And then it's like, but me back then, and they're like, oh, what song? And they're like making funny little videos.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's so true, because I look at the videos I made with my friends when I was the
Yep.
girl's age. Now I didn't have fashion. I didn't have freaking Lululemon. I didn't have Stanley Cup. Like that shit didn't
Yeah.
matter, you know? Our
Yeah.
hair, makeup, like we were into
I
the
grew the girls like they were like they were pre you either were preppy or you
yeah.
wore very baggy sweatshirts. You wore, you know, you kind of went to school looking sloppy, like you just kind of rolled out of bed.
Yeah.
It's different. It's completely different.
But now
And
it's
you
all
know,
about
like
status. And I think that means it's all about ego. Egos are tapping into children earlier and earlier and earlier. And you're having these girls that are having the issue, in my opinion, because they're trying to feed their ego. And that's why it's so important to me with kids at such a young age, because when they see the social media world, they get this attention that they naturally weren't supposed to have, you know,
Yeah, they're well,
and
they're
they
too
weren't mature
mature to
enough
handle.
to.
Yeah, they're
Exactly.
too yeah, they're too mature to
And
handle.
yeah, and so that's why you're having these girls who are doing things like trying to be cuter and sexier in high school. Like, look at that show Euphoria, where she gets up at 4 a.m. because she wants to be sexier and cuter for the boy in high school. And so they make their whole being, their whole self-worth around others' opinions and acceptance. That's all.
And the fact that we're doing nothing about it really as a society is truly a problem. I mean, unless we're doing things like this, right? I mean, like I've, you know, we've said this before, and the main reason that Elena and I wanted to start this podcast was because we felt we owed that responsibility. And I feel deeply about it. I feel like it's my, you know, these morals and work ethic, how to treat people, the things that you and I were taught growing up, right? The importance of being a good person and doing the right thing and knowing your worth and not you know dictating your life around others' opinions. And again, it's a lot easier said than done because you and I have already traveled that path that our kids are on now. We could try to protect them as much as we possibly can. But the unfortunate part is this is the reality that we're living in, and it's going to take people like us that are going to have to bring this generation back to reality, bring back to what's truly important. And, you know, right now their priorities are all messed up. But at the end of the day, there's no one to blame but ourselves. And we've allowed this stuff to happen. We've made it okay. We've made things almost like it's a joke. And, you know, just little things, like you just said, even marriages or relationships where, you know, you go say vows and it doesn't really mean it much anymore.
Or
Or,
about
you
the
know,
posting about the ring, or how much money you spent on a wedding.
it's just
None of
again
it's about the actual marriage.
priorities are really, yeah, the priorities are so messed up. And you can have great success. You know, I strive for it. You do as well. You know, we want to have good lives. I want to be able to sail off in the sunset one day and know my wife and my family are taken care of. There's nothing wrong with that, but it's very, you have to stay humble and you have to keep your priorities in line. And I know my priorities and I got to keep my kids focused on what those priorities are. But it's again, having that conversation with Dylan really broke my heart, honestly,
That
because
makes me sad for him, because he's a good kid,
yeah,
he's a very good kid.
he is. And I think he'll come back, right? He'll figure it out. Then I had to explain to him, I said, buddy, trust me, you're at a high school that has 1,000 kids in your graduating class. I promise you, the majority of those girls that are your age are good-hearted, wholesome girls. Good still outweighs evil. Good's always gonna win, in my opinion. But it's creeping in, and you're seeing the thought process these young kids have. And I'm like, my son's 17, right? He's a couple steps away from moving into adulthood. I don't want my son going into adulthood thinking that's what's his future looks
Well,
like, that he
realistically,
can't find a woman. Yeah.
he's not going to date or marry a girl down the road that is all dolled up all the time. I don't see Dylan like that. He's going to find an Allison or me, where he will eventually find a real girl. Like, and honestly, because I used to talk to my therapist about this, because I'm like, you know, I never got attention in high school. Well, I had a boyfriend in high school who ended up cheating on me, but I never had got all the attention from the guys in high school and even in college. Like, I had really pretty friends, and I never got the attention. And I remember asking, I was like, obviously it messes with you. It messed with me mentally, that I'm like, am I not pretty? Am I not worthy enough? And he made it straight and clear. He was like, the guys at that age only want one thing. Easy, right? And then I was like, but the crazy thing is, when I started dating Cole, Then all of a sudden, these guys started coming out, and all of a sudden, like, I'm desired at some point. And it's like, because then they got to a maturity level, now they want wifey material. And I think Dylan's gonna go through that phase in college, unfortunately. And I hope he doesn't get tied down. I hope he goes in and becomes all that he can be at an early age. And I think once he transitions out of college, he will find a genuine partner like you and Allison did right out of college, like I did with Cole. Cole's my second boyfriend ever and turned husband. Like, I just didn't want to date.
And my dating stuff was a lot less than my wife's, right? So, I mean, I dated and I had some stints there, but I had a very similar, upbringing to you as far as high school was concerned. I was not the guy that, girls were into growing up, and I didn't have friends through high school, and, I went on dates and I did dances, and I did those type of things, but I never had a serious girlfriend through high school. But again, I wasn't a very good looking guy either. So, bad acne and, all those type of things as well. So, and it is what it is, but you kind of get into your groove, you kind of figure out who you are. But I think, the unfortunate part is these girls. I mean, I feel for these girls. I truly do, because I feel like these girls aren't who they really want to be. I think these girls are trying to get male attention. And I've got a daughter as well, right? I got a 16-year-old daughter, about to be 16. So I have the flip side of both. And I tell my daughter all the time, don't be so craving for attention, because what ends up happening is when you crave that male attention and you do that, things that are inappropriate, in my opinion, at this age, but I get why kids do it. You get into, like you say, college and beyond, and all of a sudden now you're a girl that's been with multiple guys. Well, guess what? No guy's gonna want that. That's just the reality. I mean, these
It
girls have got to start thinking in their head. These guys are not going to want a girl that's been ran through. They're not going to want a girl that's slept with multiple guys, had boyfriends every other month. They're just not going to want that, because they're going to say to myself, I can't trust you. You're not someone that's going to be loyal. You're not someone that is going to be wholesome. And you gave your body to whoever was the flavor of the week. And these poor girls are going to have that reality, and it's going to hit them. And they just don't see it yet, because they're young, naive, and they just think to themselves, sex is no big deal. And it's really unfortunate it got to that point. Because, again, growing up, I don't know about you, but in high school, there was very, very few people having sex at 16, 17, 18 years old. Most people got to 18 or right out of high school before their first time, right? So now you're seeing these girls at 14, 15,
Well, it's just
Doing,
the sexy
right?
photos they take these days of, like,
Same.
I'm like, what are you doing? Have more respect. And I guess I do give a lot of thanks to my parents, because they raised me that, you want people to respect you, especially men, to respect you here first, here, your heart, before they respect this. And I am
Well,
fortunate
it
that,
should be
I
earned.
found Cole.
Well, it should be earned too, right? And one of those things, like I tell my daughter, like, it's gonna happen. It's probably gonna happen more than once. And those type of things, and I'm not naive to those type of things, and neither is Allison. But I want my daughter to realize what she's worth, and to realize before she gets to that level with somebody, they've earned it. They've earned her. Earned. They've earned that next step. It's not something that you just give away because someone's giving you a little bit of attention, right? Those type of things. So, and same thing for my son. So, and again, it's, for us, it's, unfortunate. It is a, it's not the same for girls and boys, and, life isn't fair, but there's pros and cons to both. And, but it's very unfortunate that they have this false sense of what their life looks like. And I never looked at it that way. I mean, I never thought to myself that I wouldn't find someone that would be a long lasting life partner. I never.
I didn't think that, honestly, till college when I met Cole. Like, I never thought marriage, if I'm being honest. And I knew one day, like, obviously, because my parents have been married going on 38 years, they've got a great marriage. I'm very fortunate I had that. So I never not did not think, like, love is dead and I'm never going to get married. But I never had marriage on my brain until I met
Neither
Cole.
did I. Neither did I. It's like Allison. She ruined it for me. I'm like, why couldn't you prevent you 5 years later?
He
I was
locked me up
actually,
at 23.
I did not have a good high school experience. I finally get to the point where I'm in stride. I've got some attention.
Ryan, you're frozen, dude. Now
I'm frozen.
unfrozen. It froze you like this.
Oh.
And at first, I thought it was me, and so I put you on my hotspot. It might be your Wi-Fi, bro. But we got to figure that out for this podcast.
I know, it's always last minute, guys. It's always last minute. But again, guys, this is, you got two people that are doing this on the side from their full-time jobs, their real lives.
Yeah.
And, you know, I said, Elena and I are both very, very busy people. You know, I lead teams of people. She's on her own, which is even sometimes harder because you're trying to balance everything by yourself.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's, you know, we've got very, very busy lives. But again, you know, the reason we talk about these things, and I, one, it makes me and Elena feel better to get things off our chest, especially when we are going through similar things with business on, okay, how do we get through this? Or, hey, this is a scenario that I ran into. You know, a jerk customer, or I ran into a tough client. You know, how would you get through that? You know,
Yeah.
what's your advice on how you get through that? And we hope that helps you guys, but it's also, you know, letting you guys know that it's okay to put this stuff out there and think to yourself, what kind of person do you want? You know, how many people can you impact? How many people can you know, to teach and to make see life the way it should be seen
Yeah.
in our from our perspectives.
And I kind of like this new format because, like, our name is Casual Conversations. And although we were having casual conversations when we were recording in batches like that, it naturally your tank runs low, you know? So I mean, if you record for what we were doing 3 hours and knocking out the
Yeah.
episodes. So I think this one is going to be a little more of authentic casual conversations. Like, what's draining your brain this week? What motivated you this
Yeah.
week? And like I'm telling you, what drained my brain this week was I've got so much going on, and I know it's been affecting my son. And I'm like, okay, something's got to change. And I met with a potential assistant yesterday, and like I told someone on the phone this morning, I said, you know what? If my paychecks moving forward are a little bit smaller than I anticipated, but I have leverage to help me take off some workload so I can spend more time with my son, that is worth it to me. That is worth it,
Yep.
you know?
Well,
And
it's an investment. Looking at it as an investment, you're not making less, you're investing it. And time
yeah.
is your most valuable asset. So all you're doing is buying yourself back time. That's
Right.
all you're doing. I tell my wife the same thing when she's like, I can't believe we're spending money on some of these things. I said, okay, Allison, let me do the math for you. How many hours would this take me to accomplish? So
Yeah.
yes, you know, we're spending $200 on this or $300 on this. I look at it as, okay, how much time did I just buy back to either spend time with the family, do something, you know, do something else productive, do this podcast, do those type of things. So yeah, you might be losing a little bit of potential income short term, but long
Yeah.
term you're getting back in time, which is the most valuable asset by
Yeah.
far.
You know, we only got the first 7 years is most important years with them, right? And I've drastically, since I've been busy the last specifically 2 months, I've seen his behavior change a little bit. And so he tries to get his attention from mommy with bad behavior. And I have to tell him, you know, there's good attention and bad attention, buddy. You're going to get attention either way, but one has a reward and one has a consequence. So, and
Sure.
we had the conversation last night. I said, mommy's been working hard lately, and I'm sorry about that. And I'm working on an issue right now, or I'm working on to resolve it with bringing in somebody who can help mommy so I can spend more time with you and daddy. Because Cole's been stepping up dramatically for us lately, like cooking,
Well, it
cleaning
has to.
weekend. And
What are we talking about? Yeah.
yeah, like
Marriage
it's
is
a partnership. And it goes
50-50.
back to what we were talking
Marriage
about
is
earlier
not.
this episode with that guy who's like my wife. No, he treats her as a disposable slave, kind of, in my opinion, where my husband's my partnership, you know. And
Yeah.
so it's like I saw some podcast video one day, and it was like she tells her husband, hey, I'm at a 20%. Either way, we need to figure out how
Yes.
we're at a 100%. I'm at a 20.
No.
Can you be an 80% today? And I came home to Cole, and I'm getting emotional on Thursday, and I was like, I'm a negative 50% right now. Like, I am so worn out. And you know, you're pushing through, and Cole's like, I got it. So that's a partnership.
I think it was Mel Robbins. She's awesome. She's freaking
Yeah.
amazing, by the way. Pretty sure, because I've seen the same clip, and she's absolutely right. I tell people all the time, guys, this is not a 50-50. This is not a tit for tat. This is, I have to step up more when my wife is at that point. If I got to give 100 and she gives zero for a short period of time, that's the way it is. Like you said, she gives 20, I give 80. Because we trust me, there's gonna be plenty of times where I'm gonna need her to give 80 and I can only give 20.
Yeah.
That's what about. And when you go through those things together, and when you both buy in to that philosophy in life, you are going to be very, very happy, in my opinion, when you approach your life that way.
Yeah.
And it's not about, there's no scoreboard. There's no, oh, I've been giving 80% longer than you gave 80%. I just feel like that's just a recipe for disaster. Like I said, if you, we talk about this as well. If you have the mentality, I'm going to give more than I take, my wife feels I'll give more than I take. If you both feel that way, what else can you not get through?
Yeah.
What can you get through? You're going to get through anything.
It goes down to what you and I obviously believe in marriage. Like a lot of society doesn't. If you get in the right partnership, right marriage, this is exactly why. Like it's your team. You have support and teamwork throughout your and accountability throughout your whole life.
Well, when you think about when you have someone like that, what can you accomplish in your life when you're two, they're again bought into the philosophy, bought into what you feel like you need to do, bought into the we're partners in this, we're in this life together. There's very little you're not going to accomplish, and you can become a powerhouse when
Yeah.
you have that. And that's what Allison and I try. And again, powerhouse doesn't just necessarily mean you make good money. Powerhouse doesn't mean you live in a 10,000 square foot house. Powerhouse doesn't mean any of that stuff. Powerhouse can simply mean there's nothing that's going to be thrown at us that we can't handle together. If
Yeah.
our kids are struggling, we're going to get through this together. If we're financially struggling, we're going to get through this together. If we have hardship, we're going to get through this together. That's the powerhouse that I'm talking about. And you know, you're not fighting against each other, because if you're going through those hardships in the at the household or in business or whatever it is, and you don't have, and then you have to come home and you're fighting your spouse or your significant other. I mean, that you're just, I mean, it's just, it could be a downward spiral,
Yeah.
period. And
Yeah.
I believe it deeply. People may disagree with me. That's how I look at it. And like I said, it's, that's what me and Allison have lived by. Is we were going to be in this together 100%. And I, you know, again, like you said, but you've recognized that, right? You recognize, hey, Cole's been stepping up, but I guarantee Cole's not coming to you saying, hey, Lena, where's all my credit? I've been stepping up a lot more than you. And you, because that just creates animosity. He just recognizes, hey, my wife's killing it right now. I got to spend more on one time with Kian. I got to sacrifice my, any of my personal time or any of the time I had for my Cole time
Yeah.
to be there with my family, because my wife needs this right now. But you've also recognized, hey, I'm probably taking on too much as an individual. I've got too much coming at me at once. This happened to me a couple of years ago with my business, and I literally told my bosses, I'm half-assing everything. I am so much work that I'm not doing anything well. I'm doing just enough to plug the holes, right? Put the band-aids on it. That's all I'm doing, and I'm getting through my day, and I'm making the best of my day because of my work ethic and how hard I work. But I know for a fact that I am not giving 100% attention to any one thing in my life,
Yeah.
my family, my wife, my business, my customers, whatever. I'm just half-assing my day, and that's not long term. That's not sustainable either. So
No,
I had
no,
to
it's not
recognize
great.
myself. Yeah. So you gotta say, look, I got to
You're
download.
on borrowed time at that point.
Yeah, I got to download. I got
Yeah.
to get rid of some of this stuff, or I just got to tell people no. There's only so many hours in the day. I can't get it all done. So what ends up happening is you stress yourself out, like where you're at right now. You take you it creates all kinds of animosity. You get more short-tempered. You get upset more. The littlest things trigger you, right? A little comment in a text, a comment in an email, a voicemail, something triggers you to where you go straight to anger, and it's because you've taken so much on your plate that you don't have any more to give. But when you really step back and look at it and go, man, I snapped at that person, or I reacted so wrong. Like, they're not saying anything wrong in this, but something triggered me because I'm so stressed with what I decided to take on. I got no one to blame but myself. I took on that one. I said yes, I could have said no. I'm like, yes, I can handle it, when I probably didn't
Well,
realize
if
how
I'm
much was
being
up.
honest, and I don't want to sound cocky in any way, but I knew when I posted in January when I was like, just letting y'all know on here, I'm going all in on the social. I knew what's happening now was going to happen because I knew what I'm capable of as a person and in a realtor. And once I started letting that side out, I knew it was going to flood with business because people want people who are going to take care of them. People
Yep.
crave to authentic people these days, and people will generally take care of them. And that's what people are coming to me. Like I said, when our last podcast, the person's like, your character, I know your character, type of your character, you will take great care of us to buy our first home. Never met them in my life.
Yep.
You know, I got
Yep.
another message. Hey girl, the way you sell houses, when we have to sell our house next year, I know who I'm using. Never met them.
So this is one. This is exact. So this will tie into my business too. I love that comment you just said. I talk to my guys all the time about planting seeds, right? And like I had a bad experience with the customer yesterday. I don't think. And we used to. Now I'll give you kind of a quick synopsis of the situation. One, it's a customer that we had all their business, literally all of it. During the COVID time, 21, 20, there was a lot of transition with people at our business, and we dropped the ball. And me as well. And we lost all that business to a competitor. So fast forward, now we're trying to earn that business back. I don't think they like me. I don't think they like our company because we've done them wrong, right? What most people do is they just give up and say, you know what? I'm never going to get that business back. That ship has sailed. That we pissed that customer off 2 years ago. They moved all of the business to our competitor. I still show up every 2 weeks. And they give me the cold shoulder every 2 weeks and they blow me off every 2 weeks. But guess what? I keep showing up. I keep, sh I, because one, quit is not in my DNA.
Well,
I went by
you
there
told
yesterday.
some you can earn it back. Like, I lost your trust. Let me earn it now. If it
That's
takes
exactly right.
100 no's, if it's
Yep.
101 no's to get, or 100 no's to get to one yes, I will do the
Yep.
100 no's.
But most people don't have that discipline, right? So what most people do is they go, I'm wasting my time. Right. I'm wasting my time because this customer is never going to give me this business back. This customer hates our business so much. They don't like me as a person. They don't like my personality, whatever it may be. So again, every time I go in there, I'm seeing the conversations lasting that much longer. They're becoming a little bit more receptive. Now it may still take a long time, but what I'm focusing on is, okay, what does my company do well? What do I have in my arsenal that my competitors don't? So I am not going to go after all the business I lost. I'm not even approaching it. That business is gone, right? But here's two or three things that is exclusive to my company that my competitors can't offer them. Let me put all of my energy into these things, and maybe, just maybe, one of them will hit. Now, if one of them hit, and all of a sudden now they start transacting with me on that one item, well, guess what happens is now I'm back in there. I'm back in there as a trusted supplier. Well, what happens if company X all of a sudden drops the ball like we did? We dropped the ball. And that's what I told her yesterday. I said, look, obviously things change in business. We had all of your business for 15 plus years and we lost it. We lost trust. We lost our reputation. And obviously they came in and took all that business. Now, who's to say that's not going to happen with them? Who's to say that that's not going to, is Kian making you laugh over there? I see.
No, it's
Oh,
Kian's asking for a snack.
okay. So there's the mom wife. See, guys, this is as real as it gets. But you look at it and you go, and I told her this. I said, they took the business from us and we would have never thought we would have lost it. But what this proves is that business is always changing. And she's like, you know what? You're right. And I said, so I'm going to be here. I'm going to continue to call on you. You're going to continue to shoo me out of your office. I said, but my hope is that someday they may drop the ball and that's going to be my opportunity. But I would never get that opportunity if I'm not in there calling on her regularly, right? If I leave and I'm gone and I give up on that customer, one of my other competitors are going to get in there and they're going to have that opportunity. So although it's hard to hear, although it's hard to basically be to feel like they hate me. I walk in, I'm like, they don't like me as a person. They don't like my company. I could see it all over their face. I could read people pretty well. They don't want me there. I'm taking time they don't want to give me, but I'm going to continue to show up every couple weeks. And they know I'm going to show up every couple weeks. So,
We're about to
that's
get cut
that's
off on
what's going
Zoom.
on with my world. What's that?
We're about to get cut off on Zoom in our 40 minutes.
Oh, we can end up wrapping
Maybe
it up
Ken
anyway.
subconsciously, his snacking was like the timer,
Snack
built-in
time is like, Mom,
timer.
he goes, Mom, you're boring me. I can hear you in the other room.
No,
He
he's
goes,
in
if
his little
you're
playroom. I hear it's like little monster toys going off.
Yeah, my goodness gracious. Well,
Well, we hope
you
you
get
guys
back
liked
to
this episode. Hopefully, I recorded this like I tried last time. So we're gonna test this, Ryan. You ready?
Well, and we have another one where another one that she has to edit on top of everything.